Hey there, everybody. So for today's Muzak for the Observant episode, we have a very special treat. It's a band from all the way from Winnipeg, Manitoba, and they're going to play a few tunes for us today. And yeah, it should be about 30 minutes, and then we're going to have a chat with them after. So please enjoy. This is Holy Void on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you. adjusting his sounds. Hello, Radioland.
Thank you. today with Summering and Jive Hand, and we have a new tape called For Everything Else.
Check it out.
On Bandcamp and SoundCloud, and soon to be Spotify, and soon to be iTunes.
Okay, that was Holy Void here live in studio on CITR 101.9 FM. They're going to be chatting with us in just a couple minutes, so stay tuned for that. Thanks, guys.
On Saturday, August 6th, Swedish singer and producer Molly Nilsson plays live at the Biltmore Cabaret with Sean Nicholas Savage. Nilsson brings nostalgic pop on a journey through life and death, with love and trouble, to a no man's land on the border between reality and dream. Joining her is Sean Nicholas Savage, who has relentlessly pursued the beauty found in the nuance of pop song and performance. Doors at 8 p.m. and show begins at 8:30. After their performances, Molly and Sean will be DJing for the Biltmore's weekly Night Moves, included in the cover price.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
A show dedicated to playing psychedelic music from parts of the spectrum, rock, pop, electronic, as well as garage and noise rock. Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Join us for the launch of Art Talking Women on Friday, June 10th at 7:30 at Vivo Media Arts Center. Vivo and Sin Evolution bring you a series of intimate interviews based on the artistic process and thoughts on community plus technology. Art Talking Women showcases Canadian female artists to the world. The 13-episode series airs every Friday at noon on Vimeo, iTunes, Vivo's website, as well as Sin Evolution's website.
Hey there again, this is Muzak for The Observant on CITR 101.9 FM. If you were tuning in 5 minutes ago, you heard Holy Void playing live in studio for us. Awesome, awesome stuff. Maybe y'all could introduce yourselves. I've already sort of met you guys, but you could do it again and just give your names and all that stuff.
Sure. Let's start over there.
Talk in the mic, please.
I'm Michael.
And Kyle. Kyle here.
Say what instrument. Triple. Say what instrument you play.
Guitar. I don't know. I can't remember.
I'm Danny. I play bass.
If you play bass, you have to say like boom, 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 boom. And if you play drums, it's like, you know, for each person.
Yeah.
I guess we'll just do smoke and water.
I'm Michael and I play bing, boing,
The lick or fill that you sing for that bit, that's your true self coming out. That's like your deep soul.
Definitely.
Whatever comes out.
I'd completely agree with that.
Yeah. Tremolo, harmonic, dive bomb, soul.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That sums you up in a sentence.
I always do the ocean. I just don't know why. Yeah.
I did Seinfeld for some reason. I don't watch Seinfeld. That's an odd one.
Have you seen the YouTube video of like every Seinfeld?
Yes, I was just about to bring that up.
It's incredible.
A friend of mine was putting on.
I really want to watch it, but it's
a movie night with a bunch of like local filmmakers, and played that at the end for gags, and I just about lost my shit.
It's 10 minutes. It's 10 so minutes amazing. Of bass fills, and they're all different.
And then there'll be like a cat walking by or like a bird landing. It's so good.
I would play it on the air, but I don't think that fills CanCon regulations.
Yeah, you kind of have to have the whole experience too. Yeah. You got to watch
the and all the different apartment, the different apartment buildings, just like nothing going on.
That's really good. So how's your tour going? You guys are from Winnipeg, and you've been going across the Western Canada?
Yeah.
Correct,
Going
pretty good so far, been battling illness along the way, but besides that, all the shows have been really fun.
Our van hasn't died.
No van difficulties.
Yet.
The
serious driving now is starting now, because we have to go all the way to Calgary tomorrow, and then from Calgary all the way to Regina, which is a lot of
driving. All the way to Edmonton and then Regina, which is also worse.
Oh, yeah.
So what's the toughest leg of a cross-Canada tour,
tomorrow?
I guess?
Tomorrow? Going through the mountains for sure.
If you're going east, definitely that stretch to get like to
anywhere in Ontario.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a long
there's Thunder Bay, but after that it's a long
like
day.
8 hours of nothing.
Yeah. Would you say that like regionalism exists in Canada in terms of
just
a touring band and stuff? And, like,
oh, definitely.
How hard it is to get to certain places?
To an extent, yeah. I mean, everybody hears everybody on the radio and stuff, but yeah, there's like definitely little pools of stuff.
Yeah. How have the different cities treated you guys? Does it seem different?
It's been awesome.
I've had a great across time the board. Everywhere.
Yeah. We've good people in every city, I'd say.
Okay. Places to stay, and, you know, like local bands will be like, you know, like giving us extra door money and stuff, which is always helpful to pay for some of the gas.
The van that we have isn't the most economical on gas, so.
Come on, Grant.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't. Don't say that about.
It's the best vehicle ever. It's the best vehicle to ever drive on a road in Canada, and you just.
It's the best van that has ever been made.
You want to have a van if you're in a band, right?
Mm-hmm. It is.
It's always disappointing when you see a band on tour and it's like a minivan. It's like it's okay.
Pull up in like three Volvos.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's neat. It's kind of like a social space, you know, having a van, and then like, you know, you can take it to the lake trips and take it. You know,
set up like a nice bed in the back if you want to camp out.
It's cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a station wagon just seems more like you're on a trip with your parents.
And this van is like we share it between four bands. There's like the Catamounts, which is another band that Grant and I are in. We play like surf rock. And Surprise Party, which is Kyle and Danny's other project. And then there's Mahogany Frog, which is like this crazy awesome prog rock. They've been touring for a long time. And so, we all split like the costs, and it helps.
It's cheap. Yeah. Wow. Not, same goes for like our jam space.
We'd never be able to afford it on our own, or like any of us individually, even just to like like own and maintain a band. We're just, I don't know.
Yeah.
So going through five bands though, it must see a lot of work and must get pretty beat up.
Well, this is
its
first tour, actually.
Oh, no way.
We just put the other band to sleep. Yeah. It was literally rusting.
We had the identical, the exact same van, and the undercarriage was so rusted from like Winnipeg winters and all the salt that just eats away at the metal.
And
that like the bracket where the rear leaf spring like mounts to the body just totally ripped right out and was like going into the like the compartment of the van. And we were still like, we had to like drive it to shows and stuff a little bit like that just around Winnipeg. And it was
pretty frightening.
It was like ill advised, but
taking it to the wrecker, Scott was terrified.
I think people and bands in Vancouver have a lot of driving privilege because our weather is so moderate that I can't imagine.
And your roads are so nice. It's almost comical how bad the roads can get in Winnipeg. I mean, everyone always talks about it, but it's actually pretty terrible.
Do they just have like wagon trails there or something?
Well,
like,
yeah.
Medieval stone plates.
Yeah, outside
stuff.
The main strip, it's all just dirt roads.
It's all just clay. Like, it's just heavy, heavy clay underneath. And then like it gets wet and then it freezes like minus 40. Sometimes the frost goes, you know, freezes like water mains under the street, and that just heaves stuff up. Like they repave roads and like the next year they're just garbage.
Wow. It's okay, we can end it.
Yeah.
So life on the road is tough, according to Holy Void. And I don't think they're lying because they're nice guys. So you're playing a show. And what's the date? In Vancouver
tonight.
Okay,
great.
And that's at a Fortune Sound Club.
Special project space.
I guess it's in the basement or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no clue.
So it's different than the big club. Element of it. All right.
So it'll be interesting, but yeah, we're playing with Summering and Jive Hand.
Okay. Yeah. And do you know any when you book a tour? Do you like pick these bands and be like, oh, I like that band,
we
I want to play with them.
In Winnipeg, Summering.
Okay.
Yeah. So we know that they're awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So we don't really get too much of a choice in what bands we play with for most shows, but we were really happy about this one.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah, we had a group of friends of ours help book our tour this time around, which,
yeah. Yeah, and it's always like just you have to look who's available.
And it's hard in the
really
summer.
Good.
It is hard in the summer.
Everyone's playing in the same room.
We've lucked out, though, this tour with getting lots of really, really awesome acts on the bills across the board.
Lots of good bands.
Fortune's an interesting place. I haven't seen a show there in, like, a long time, but it's, like, sort of like a club kind of thing going on. And it's sort of on certain days, it's, like, these punk rock bands will play. Then other days, it's just, like, the meatheads from downtown go there and kind of beat each other up, and I don't know, it's
sounds like an interesting experience.
Yeah, so you guys should fit right in somewhere.
I mean, we'll fit in anywhere we can.
So we're gonna play a song, and this is something you didn't play on air.
Which
one did you want to play?
What is what?
Sure. And is there a story behind this that we should hear, or should we just interpret it as a surrealist painting.
Sure.
It's just kind of like a stream of consciousness sort of lyric thing. But, you know, that's and then musically, it's just trying to make it sound as spooky as possible.
Great. Yeah. Well, this is Holy Void from their self-titled EP, and it's called What Is What on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you. That was Holy Void here on CITR 101.9 FM with a track called What Is What off of their self-titled EP. And they're here in studio chatting with us. They played a bit earlier.
Hi.
Hello. Hello
again.
Hi. Howdy. So that was your, I guess, first release.
Yes.
And you got some new release coming up. Or
it's already released.
Yeah. How's that going?
Good. Yeah, we've released it on cassette, I guess on the 22nd of July, and it's been going good.
It's all just kind of songs that are going to be on our full length that's coming up hopefully like next year or in the spring.
Yeah. Okay.
And cool. Yeah, we just needed something to tour with and
get out there.
And
yeah. Make some scratch.
Yeah,
make
so
slash yeah, exactly.
Hopefully.
EP, so yeah.
Slash not go into the red.
Is it exactly.
Yeah. Too late.
Yeah. Way in the red. Way in the red. Yeah. We'll see if we'll settle up after tour and find out
how it goes. Yeah. Are you going to re-record the songs and then put them on full length, or are you just going to use these and kind of add them?
We'll probably remix. Like I'll probably end up remixing. Potentially some of these songs, we'll likely go back in the studio, I hope, for a few days
okay.
to really finalize the record.
Okay.
Just to make sure it all flows nicely together.
Cool. And when you say go back to the studio, how are you guys recording your album? Are you getting help?
Well, I'm recording it. Like, I'm a studio engineer, so I essentially book time, and then I don't have to pay anyone else to do it. So we save money that way. And like, everything's been recorded. It's just a matter of mixing it properly for the record.
Okay. And so doing it yourself, is that lead to a lot of headaches and heartaches?
I mean, it gives us a lot of freedom in the recording stage, and it's kind of intense in the mixing stage, because it's your own art, it's your own, you know, music, and it's very easy to get caught up in being nitpicky.
Right.
And just obsessing.
Because you can just, like,
yeah.
Oh, I'll just change a little bit.
Well, the first record was like a, yeah, because it was also the first Holy Void record I found. It took a long time for me to kind of get what I was trying to achieve out of each song.
Yeah, it's hard to say good enough.
Yeah, it is. It really
is a little bit better.
Yeah, yeah. So you're always trying new things, or like, you know, experimenting. And this record, I did experiment. This record was a little nicer, or the mixing process was a little quicker. Like, I mixed it all on like an SSL analog desk, and I kind of committed what I was doing that day, essentially, to like, it's going to turn out the way it's going to turn out, which is great. It sounded really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some things I probably would tweak, and eventually I will for the record, but I kind of like that commitment, I guess, just to stick with it.
Right, because now when we have digital recording studios, you can tweak it forever, right?
Yeah, when you're mixing entirely like Pro Tools, it's very easy to nitpick till, like, you know, edit every bit of automation for, you know, forever. And here it's, you know, it was just nicer to have everything kind of hands-on, and felt really real.
It's unbelievable to watch, you know, when you see like a documentary about making some movie from the 70s, and they've got this guy who's editing The Shining, and he's just like, oh yeah, here's the film, and he just like cuts it.
Yeah,
like,
that's the one.
And then tapes it over this other one. It's like, oh, this might look cool.
It was an art form, man. It was right. like people that would have to actually cut and splice tape for audio and for video. Yeah. It was, you know, guys that would be their job.
Yeah. I got a lot of respect for people who choose to work with analog media, like especially film, because it's like so expensive, and there's so much to learn. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really cool stuff.
I think that's the most, God love you, because that's the most stressful sounding thing I could imagine.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Especially on a Stanley Kubrick movie.
Yeah. He'll just like... Yeah.
He'd probably just find a way to get you killed if you messed it up.
Yeah, exactly. Oh yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Just disappears. Yeah.
So your LP, you said that's coming out hopefully in the spring.
Yeah, most likely.
Yeah. And is that going to be like pretty long, like half an hour?
It'll probably be like a 45-minute. I mean, it's going to be something like it's going to be like 10 songs. We'll be looking to release it hopefully on vinyl and CD. And it's
okay, great.
So the EP essentially is half of the songs that we'll be having on the LP.
Okay, with special analog/digital remix.
Yes.
Remastering.
Yeah. We'll likely have to go to a different studio for the remix because of certain issues, I guess, back home with the studio I was working at. But we'll get it sounding really good.
How can everybody get a hold of you and acquire these special goods?
Like our albums?
Yeah.
Not
those other goods that we talked about.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, we do have our stuff available on Bandcamp. We are just in the process of getting things signed up through like CD Baby, Blech. iTunes, and all that. All that stuff.
Spotify.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. We had
great.
Yeah.
Bandcamp.
Can we just complain about band or like, iTunes and stupid Spotify.
Yeah,
and we
were kind of half.
It's ridiculous. You have to pay like $100 to sign up for this thing, for them to use your music and take all of the money. from using it.
Yeah.
You're not going to make a return on this probably ever.
Even artists who, I mean, everybody knows this. I don't really need to do it, but
yeah.
It's not okay.
The moral of the story is
buy it from our Bandcamp. We'll actually get some.
But yeah, you can get it. You can get it there.
Bandcamp,
preferably
or
Bandcamp or from us
personally.
You know, like give us a. We have Facebook emails.
Yeah, we'll go to their show. Holy Void is playing again. Where and what time?
Fortune Sound Club.
Yeah, Fortune Sound Club. I think the doors open at like 8 o'clock.
Yeah. I think it starts at 9:30.
Okay, great. So sorry we have to cut it short. We could talk for many more minutes about the horrors of iTunes, but we're going to end off the show today with a song called the Age, is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. And it's off, again, off their self-titled EP. So thanks a lot, everybody, and we'll catch you all next
week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. To be